Representatives from the Environmental Protection Agency arrived in Dillingham this morning, meeting with fishermen and community leaders to gather opinions on the proposed development of Pebble Mine. Matt Leopold is the EPA's general counsel.
It's important to hear people's views on all sides of the issue, and here in Dillingham, I can tell right away that people are opposed to the project, so that's important for EPA to understand.
When the EPA contingent pulled into the town's boatyard, it was met by plenty of people looking to speak their minds. A crowd of fishermen and protesters gathered to chat with the visitors. Some, like Erica De La Rosa, carried signs to make their points clear.
And everybody who's out here is here to show the EPA that there is a community that wants this fishery to stick around and be here.
While the EPA doesn't actually issue a permit to build the mine, it has the ability to essentially veto the decision of the Army Corps of Engineers, which is responsible for issuing the permit. The EPA has also submitted comments on the draft environmental review of the project. Anna Borland Ivy, one of the protesters, says she's committed to keep fighting, but she says appeals to the EPA can feel futile.
You know, you can't fight the few people that have money and want something done, it seems like. And we thought, many of us had thought that we had won, or at least put the mine off till they can do it in a more environmentally safe way. But that doesn't seem to be what's happening.
Protesters and officials alike remarked on Thursday morning's turnout. Leopold, the EPA lawyer, said he was impressed that so many people came out to meet them.
That's exactly why I wanted to come up here. It's not right for people 4,000 miles away in Washington to make decisions without understanding local views and by the people who are most impacted.
The EPA group, which also included a member of the agency's Office of Water, later met with community organizations such as the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation and the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. Their trip to Alaska also included visits to Anchorage and Iliamna before the final stop here in Dillingham. In Dillingham, I'm Alex Hager.